concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let us forget about ourselves, concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let us forget about ourselves, let's concentrate on Him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Let us lift our hands and worship Him this morning. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name. Christ the Lord. Let's stand as we sing that first verse again. We have come into His house to magnify His name and worship Him. Is that your purpose this morning? We have come into His house to magnify His name and worship Him. We magnify His name and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Let's start forgetting about ourselves. Forget about yourself. Let's concentrate on Him and worship Him. Forget about ourselves. Let's concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself. Concentrate on Him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship Him. Yes, Lord Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Invite Him with your worship this morning. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. Let's talk to Him. Lord Jesus, we invite You this morning, Lord. Bless Your people, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for taking us away from the things of the world, Lord. Giving us a moment, Lord, we can gather in Your name, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to forget about yesterday, today. Forget about this evening, Lord. Let us concentrate on You, Lord. We appreciate You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. Bless Your people, Lord. You know the needs we have this morning, Lord. And we ask You to meet those needs. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Forget about ourselves. Amen. Let's gather into His presence. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. So forget about ourselves. So forget about yourself, concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on Him and worship Him. So oh,
Amen. Good morning. Let's see one with us this morning. We got many people that are traveling, so be with them and bless them. Keep them safe on the highways. A couple requests. Still remember with special prayer for Richard and Aaron's dad, Dale. He's still in the hospital and still not doing well, so he needs a touch from the Lord. So remember that with a special prayer this morning. Also, Brother Donnie Gammy once said that Brother Mark's got stomach virus, so remember Brother Mark also as we pray. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this morning here, Lord. Just be with the ones that we have asked that are traveling on the highways. We know of many that are traveling from this church, Lord, but just all the ones that we know of, family and everyone that's traveling, bless them, be with them and guide them. Lord, be with be with the request that was mentioned this morning. Remember Brother Mark being sick. All the people here with unspoken requests. Lord, special prayer for Brother Dale Roberts there, Lord. Just come down and bless him this morning, Lord. And take the problems that he's having, Lord, just take them away from him, Lord. By your stripes, he's healed. Remember Dad also, give him strength also. Lord, remember the Sunday school classes. Be with them. Bless them all. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I think we're going to have the skeleton crew this morning. Amen. But we got skin on those bones. Amen. So we're going to worship the Lord with all of our heart this morning. Amen. Are you blessed this morning?
Amen.
Amen. We'll sing 470. I am blessed. Every day that we live, we're blessed. Amen. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Oh, every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I we're blessed soon, and very soon we're going to see the King. Amen. No more crying over there. No more dying over there. Praise the Lord Jesus. Soon and very soon. Thank you, Jesus.
Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. 628. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. See the King. No more dying. No more
Wonderful, isn't Jesus my Lord? It's wonderful. Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord? Wonderful. Let's stand. Isn't he? Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful. Wonderful, isn't Jesus my Lord? Wonderful. Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord? He's wonderful. Amen. Let's sing with all our heart. Isn't he wonderful? Jesus, my Lord, wonderful. Sing it to him. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful?
Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Brother Donnie, you can help us, brother. Praise the Lord Jesus. He's wonderful. In spite of what we go through, our God is wonderful. Praise him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sing 204. What a day that will be. Amen. Certainly want to greet everyone this morning. Greet those who may be watching via the internet. Amen. We're looking for that day. Amen. No more sorrow, no more burdens. Praise the Lord. What a day that will certainly be.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come. No more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy goal.
This morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's coming a day. Thank you, Father.
Then a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by
Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's coming a day.
There is come.
Thank you, Lord. Just worship him. Think about it. Amen. Our trials, our burdens, all those things will be over. Praise the Lord. No more clouds. Thank you, Jesus.
No more glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
All is peace forevermore. On that happy golden shore, oh, what a day, glorious day that will be.
What a day.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see.
Sorrow.
There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there, and forever I will be, yes, with
Jesus. Amen. What a day that will be. Amen. I was reading something yesterday. It says, in this life, we're going to have trials and tests. You know, and that's one tactic of the enemy. You may look around and you see someone, maybe they're smiling, maybe they're happy, but we're all facing something because we're Christians. So we have those trials and tests to grow us. And sometimes it may be health, it may be sickness, it may be family relationships, it may be something. But I can assure you, if you're a Christian today, we're all facing something. Amen. And that's why we pray one for the other. And we look forward to that day. Amen. All these things will be behind us. What a glorious day that will be. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap as our brother comes up. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Lord, again, that we're able to come out together. So, amen. We're going to read from Psalm 42. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful and we're thankful for this opportunity that we're able to come out together, Lord, to worship around your holy word. Father, we pray that the words that we read together, Lord, that you will manifest them to our hearts and find a place in our lives. Lord, we ask you to remember those in the Sunday school classes. Touch them, Father, and bless them and grant unto them, Lord, the power of your holy word. Father, we thank you as we read these words, God, that you bless us. We ask you to bless Brother Dale and touch him in a special way. That those words that he brings forth unto us, they will become a part of our lives. And we thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 42. As the hart pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee, O God.
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before your God?
My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God?
When I remember these things,
why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Aramites, from the hill of Mizar.
Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of the waterspout. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me.
Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto God of my life.
I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
As with the sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily, where is thy God?
Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hold thou in God, for I shall praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. God bless you. Be seated.
Glory. Amen. See, it's what that scripture says, no matter what we're going through, our hope is in the Lord. Amen. One of the scriptures says, we're going to remember him when our countenance is low, you're going through things, we're going to remember him. Amen. And hold to God's unchanging hand. 160. Amen. And we got to remember, what hands are we holding to? Are they clean hands? No, they're nail-scarred hands. We're holding on to them by the grace of the Lord. Amen. Let's sing with all our heart. Time is filled with swift transition. 160. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him. Trust in him who will not leave you. Oh, whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to him cling. And we're singing, hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. And hold to God's unchanging hand. When this journey is completed, when your journey is completed, think about it. If to God you have been true, fair and bright your home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. Let's stand as we sing that verse, chorus. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal and just hold to God's unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures. They will never pass away. Amen. Hold. Yes, and hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, feed your hopes on things eternal. And yes, hold to God's unchanging hand. Greet your brother and sister. Say, God bless you. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. And hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. He deserves all the praise, honor, and the glory. Amen. Hold to his hand.
Praise the Lord. Everything will change, my brothers and sisters. Everything has changed. Man, I remember those old 8-tracks my dad used to have. Yes, indeed. Big as this big. And that's gone. That's behind us now. You know, so time is changing. It's going by swiftly. Amen. So we're going to hold to his hands. You excited for the word this morning? Amen. Let's ask the Lord to open the eyes of our heart as we get ready for that word.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, O Lord, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love, and we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up.
You love him? I want to see. I don't know where we're going to use it. Don't know where they're going to use the screen or not. Wait. They can try it, but I don't think they're going to use it.
Nope. I thought they might use scripture.
Are they going to be able to get it?
No.
They said to try.
I think they're
going to try. Yeah. We kind of low on the totem pole on the technicians, though. Somebody goofed up by everybody leaving at one time. Instead of assigning who was supposed to be for each leftover. But no problems with people going and, you know, doing things. It's problems when you leave your job uncovered. So make sure you do that. It'll work, okay? So we'll do it. The boys are back there, and we'll work out the best we can. And thank God for the kids that's took over in some of the things here in the church. And that will do. Amen. Good to see the Jamaicans here this morning. Good to see the girls there. Glad to have you with us. Amen, amen and amen. Wish Pop could have come along with them. No, but that's, he's out doing too. All right. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn what we've been reading in 2 Peter 1. And then we'll read verse 1 through 8. And just remember, pray one for another. Anna and I will be leaving as quick as we can get through with the service today and going up to see how Dale's doing, to be there and pray for him and things. And you just keep praying that the Lord would cover him. He's up and down and having, you know, some things are working good and then sometimes it don't. So just, you know, pray that the Lord would bless and just be with him and all, and be with Richard and the family and all. And we'll be up there tomorrow at least, and then coming back in, you know, maybe sometime late tomorrow. So just remember that, okay? Father, we thank you for your grace and your love and understanding. Thank you for all things. And we just ask you to guide each one of us, Lord, in your love, and let your love and understanding be the thing that would guide each one of us. We need you so much, and just help us and guide us. Be with the family there with Brother Dale, and be with him, Lord. Bring him on out of this, because we believe you that by your stripes he's healed. And we thank you for it, and we just commit it to you. Be with the others, ones that are sick, Lord, all the different ones, Brother Dick, Brother Al, and all that. Just touch each one, Brother Collie there. Just remember him. And all, Lord, we thank you for
bringing each one of them along, and just you got each one. Have your way as we read your word. You come and speak to our hearts. Forgive our sins and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. Second Peter 1. Simon Peter, servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, now besides escaping the corruption, besides being a partaker of the same things, I'd be in a part of his divine nature, taking on, and says now, and beside this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, we'll try to, tried to skip through some of it, but seemed like it didn't work, so we'll go through a little part, not review much, but do a little, and then if you would, I ask you to read the message, Blasphemous Names. We may not get to it, right now, but we're going to go into it when we get there and see the things. And what I'm trying to get you to see, it was a reminder. I've had two or three people to remind me lately of something they heard the prophet say. You ever heard him say, you know, you can be born again and then be baptized into the body. Born again, then baptized into the body. That sounds like two parts. That sounds like a split condition. That sounds like, but you know what? That's what I'm trying to get you to see. That's what I'm dealing with Second Peter. That's what I believe Second Peter's doing. First Peter, he's done covered that you're being born again by the incorruptible word of God. Then he comes into Second Peter to start off and telling us about these things, that we're partakers of the divine nature and how that those things are there at the new birth. And we start our journey, add to your faith. Faith is not an add. Faith is a birth. So you're born into the body of Jesus Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All right? Then these are the things he expects you to add. All right? A growth development. Or the stature of a perfect man. See? Adding to your, but see, it's added to faith. All right? And bringing it forth, see, from the new birth all the way up. That's what I want you to think about today now, to where we'll keep it straight. Because we're just a little background to cover it. That, see, the prophet teaches in the stature of perfect man. He says, now, have faith and be born again. All right? That ought to be enough for us to think about, you know, have faith and be born again. Once you're born again in faith. You look at the pyramid and you see faith. Well, Brother Dale, that's down at the bottom. That's right. You're going to try to start your journey at the top? Brother Moat had a good point about it. He said, and Brother Thomas would tell you in a hurry, don't try to miss them rungs on a ladder. You're going to get hurt. So don't say, well, I'll just run and jump up here. Well, I just need to be up here. I don't need all this other stuff. I'll just run up here at the top. Well, now, how are you going to get there? See? You got to start at the bottom and grow up. That would be like a baby saying, well, okay, we just had a baby the other day. What are you going to do? Well, we're not going to feed it. We're not going to do nothing. We'll just leave it laying there. It'll just jump up the top by itself. It'll feed itself. It'll get out and raise a garden. And that's our stupidity.
That's right.
Right? And see, that's what I'm trying to get you to see, is that you're born again by faith. As Peter was saying. And see, Peter then covers, I said, Second Peter. He talks about being born again by the incorruptible word of God. All right? And then he comes over to tell us how to become where he was at. Because he was teaching this statue of a perfect man. In other words, how to become to that place he was. And he says, now, of them of like precious faith. So everybody that has the new birth has like precious faith. All right? And see, by having that new birth, being born again, see, it puts us into the body of Christ, and we'll go into adoption next and get into the things, but I want you to get into blasphemous names, and we'll be covering Sister Shepherd's dream and things just to try to cover a little bit on that, you know, in the next message or so. But I want you to think about it. Brother Brown says, have faith and be born again. He says, that's the foundation.
Amen.
He said, you laid the foundation by your faith. All right. In other words, and then when you get to the Sister Shepherd's dream, you'll hear him say that God accepted her foundation, her beginning. All right. Cause that was the dream and the things that she was worried about whether she had the Holy Ghost or not. All right. We should be concerned today whether or not we have the Holy Spirit more than anything in the world. Well, Brother Dale, I believe I got it because I done so and so. Don't put it on what you done. Don't ever put anything with God on what you've done. Put on there what he says and what he's telling us. All right. So it's have faith and be born again. That's your foundation. All right. Then these are the things the prophet said God expects us to add. All right. Now, how are we going to add them? You know, one time he'll say, you add, one time he'll say God adds. Well, what is it? That's the way it is. God gives us the word. As we study it, make it, you know, to the part he's made it available, and we study it, and as we study the word, then he can bring these virtues into being into each and every one of us. All right? And doing it that way, because he deals, you know, each individually deals differently, yes, but still it's the same situation. The birth is the birth. It doesn't matter whether you're 80 years old, 10 years old, whether you're this, that, or the other. The birth is the same. It's the birth of the Word. All right? See, then that Word is just made alive into our hearts. That foundation is what holds us up. And then we're being born again. And that's what I said. We'll get into that where Brother Branham will cover. He says, I can conclusively prove that you're born again and then baptized into the body. Well, that's exactly right. But that sounds odd, doesn't it? Sounds like it can't be, but let's wait and see that we'll get to the things of what it's doing because, you know, some have said something about that. So I see that it's a valuable point, but if you'll listen, that's what I'm trying to get you to see now. You're born again at faith. And then each one of these virtues is baptized into you by an addition of the Word of God being revealed. Until it comes out to the headstone. All right? And see, when it comes out to that, then it comes to the basis of where we need to be because that headstone was rejected back yonder, but it's promised to come in the end time. All right? Now, then you say, well, what is the headstone to the church? Let's wait till we get it because if, now I'll say it like this where you can listen. If the new birth, faith, is the foundation, would not that be, as the prophet said, that they're all the same material? Would not the headstone be the same thing as the cornerstone? Is that not according to Scripture? That he's head of the corner. See? It's the same thing. It's the same material. You don't take one material and vulcanize it to another one. You can't do that. It's got to be the same material. All right? So faith. And then coming to the headstone, would that not be the revealed Word of God? Right. I'm just asking you sensibly to think. If the cornerstone or the foundation is the Word revealed to you, And you tell me what it would be outside of that. I'm welcome to you to come and tell me.
Right.
You're duty bound to come and tell me if you don't agree with that point. I'm not trying to get somebody to agree. I'm trying to get you to listen to what the prophet said. Right. Then that's that between you and God.
Right.
You know, I can't reveal it. The prophet can't reveal it. He could only speak on it.
Amen.
All right. But if it's the same material, then faith being the foundation or a revelation, then what would be the headstone? It's simple to me now.
Amen.
I mean, I'm sorry to say it that way. I'm not degrading you. I'm just saying this. It's simple. It has to be simple for me to understand it. Because I'm simple-minded. I'm very simple in that point. You say, well, no, you got a deep understanding. No, I'm very simple-minded. Because I take everything simple. I love to hear the prophet explain things. And it doesn't bother to me for him to explain it over and over and over. How that you're a father, you're a son, and you're a human. And that just makes one of you. Well, you know what? I can understand that. Right? See, you try to figure it out, you can't understand it. But I can understand it by it being the simplicity. That he's just one. Because I'm just one. All right, now we're getting it to where we can follow the line and be right in line with the whole thing. All right, but now listen. Remember, it's the same material. Which means it's the alive word is your faith or new birth. So then the headstone would have to be what? The alive word. See, that's where I came up to the virtue, come up to love there, Sunday and just stopped it off because I knew I couldn't continue to bring the rest of the message. Remember I told you keep the notes because we wasn't going to get halfway done. Well, see, that's what I'm wanting you to just do. See, the alive word, the word made alive in you was what Jesus was trying to do to the disciples. He planted that word into those disciples. Then the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost and made that word alive. Right? And there was the new birth. Right? The alive word. What is the new birth to every individual? The alive word. Yeah, but I done this. I shouted. I cried. You're not talking about the new birth I'm talking about. The new birth I'm talking about, those things are just outward manifestations that you're talking about.
Amen.
See? That's why Paul could come along and say, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Well, I believed it, Brother Dale. I believed it, and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Amen. But have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Brother Brown said, having previously believed, do you now have the baptism of the Holy Ghost? But see, if you don't like for me to talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you know what I'm going to tell you? You don't have it. That's as simple as I can put it. I don't have to be interpreted. It's just truth. That's what I said. I love to hear someone talking about their experience of the new birth. I believe in shouting. I believe in emotions. I believe in all form of, and as I gave you through there in the series, Brother Brown said a dead baby won't work. See? You know, it's just a dead, oh, but we're just dead up at Lula. I don't agree with that. Because as long as the live word's here, then God is here. Now, if the live word ain't here, God ain't here, we need to go somewhere else. That's as good as I can put it. We all need to leave and go somewhere else if it's not the alive word.
Amen.
Well, see, I can't depend on nothing but the alive word.
Amen.
Yeah, but we just don't shout. We don't do this. I'll say it, and you can take what you want to about it. It's like I said, well, I won't say it that way. you say, but yet they're emotional over here. All right. But remember what the prophet said. What did he say? He said, just remember, it don't matter how high you jump. But he said, you got to walk straight and you come down. Right?
That's right.
You said, well, now we go down here and we've got the word. Well, that can kill you too. Because the letter killeth and the spirit giveth life. So let's get in the middle somewhere and have a wonderful time about what God is revealing to us. But always remember one thing. It's the word first. Then your emotions. If it's emotions preceding or coming before the word, then how do you know whether the word's right or not? All right. We was going over to a certain church years ago, and this brother said, he said, Brother Moult said he's coming over, said he's going to preach for us. And he said, he called his brother, other brother's name, said he's coming on Friday night. No, he said, Brother Moult's coming on Friday night, and said this brother's coming on Saturday night. And then it kind of, you know, because he knew the situation he was in. One was a great emotional form of a person. The other one was Brother Moult, kind of, you know, like me, kind of dry hide, I guess you call it. You do what you want to. But anyhow, he said, Brother Moult's going to be here, and he'll tell us what to do. But said, Brother so-and-so will be shouting. He said, well, we'll know what to shout about. The Brother Moult will tell us what to shout about. So then we shout. Well, that's what they done. One lady done a good two-step for the longest, and I thought that's pretty good. She had her steps just right. But anyhow, not making light, just being meek. And listen, what is then, we come through the virtues, and they're covering each one of them there this past Sunday afternoon, especially that point. All right. I mean, this past Wednesday. All right. We were covering the virtues, how the prophet was covering each one of them and showing. And I remember what we gave you. We gave you the definition the prophet gave of the virtues, because the definition in Webster is not the same as the prophet gave. It may be part of it, but the prophet would say, you know, said, now this virtue, said, it's not just being a virgin. Said, not in this case. Well, I mean, he believed in being that and being straight, right? Well, what was his point? This has a different form of meaning, and he said it means to be strength. Right? Instead of just being chastity or this, that, or the other about it, it means to be strength. All right? Then we went over, just giving you a couple of them, show some of these others were what we've been doing, that we went over to, like, patience, and then, you know, temperance. And remember we got into temperance? Well, boy, that's a good one. Because Brother Brown said, now, that's not the fact of drinking alcohol. You know, that's what Webster gave you the definition of temperance, is not to drink an alcohol. See, now, why is he saying these things like it's not chastity and it's not just like that of being temperance of the definition of the word? Because he's giving you the Bible definition. Amen. He's giving you the Holy Ghost definition of the virtues. Amen. All right? And the Holy Ghost definition, come on. It's like I said, what are we doing? See, as dumb as I am, I can see the prophet standing there looking, and he said, I don't have to cover virtue the way that Webster says it. Because Webster will tell you, you know, it's virginity. All right, come on. He said, in other words, he's thinking, I don't have to cover that. You know why? Because they're supposed to be Christians. There's not supposed to be to have to run the definition of virtue in the natural lineage of the thing of the world or what it means. We shouldn't have that to start with. Amen. And temperance, what? We shouldn't have that to start with. We shouldn't have to be told about the temper. You know, the prophet said an uncontrollable temper. But us Christians now, Brother Dale, we don't have a temper. Well, wash your face and get red. Come on. Don't play with me. I just don't play with you. We just talk plain. You know, you tell me, so I don't have no problems. Well, I just tell you right up front, you're a liar. Is that enough? Is that plenty enough to understand it? You tell me you don't have no troubles. Well, then there's something wrong with you. Pray for me. Now, that's the best way I can say it. Because I know what happened with me. Because I thought the prophet was the one to tell us. He said, when you get born again, the devil will point every gun he's got at you. Is that right? Well, every temptation, every trial, everything's going to be there. Yeah, but Brother Dale, I'm a Christian. I'm not that way. I don't have no trials and trouble. You're a liar. That's the best way to say it. If you'd ask the Lord Jesus about it, ask Brother Branham about the Lord Jesus. Did your prophet say that Jesus was tempted with women? Oh, but Brother Dale, you're not bringing that out. Your prophet said it. He just didn't yield to the temptation. Right? Nothing wrong with temptation. As long as you don't yield to it. Temptation is a part of life. You know, you can't be human beings without things. How about being a husband and wife and having children? That wouldn't work out too good if you didn't have no. Okay. Now, all right, we leave that. Now listen. Then, as I said, we were covering the virtues and what each one of them were. We went through that Wednesday night, covering what those virtues were by the prophet. Now, not for me and you, but by the prophet. All right. Then coming up to, and I spent just a little bit of time when we clipped it to the capstone or the love. And I was wondering if I went back and listened to the tape, you know. And I wondered, did you listen to what I was trying to explain? Maybe you don't pay much attention to certain ways or things, but to me it's just part of my nature to do. Brother Brown spent a lot of time on faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, decent amount of godliness. But when he gets brotherly kindness, very little is said. Now, he's a few pages in the book. You read. Very little is said when it comes to love. I know we're ministers and we don't work out, but a lot of times I agree with you that we ought to take the end of the sermon first and preach it and then preach the first of the sermon last. I agree that that would probably be better to make to where you could understand. But it don't work that way. You know, you understand what I'm saying? The prophet spent a whole lot of time here, but yet when he gets over here, he's running out of time. Yes, we know that. But you know what? He wasn't ever no too good at running out of time, right? He just kept on going, especially at the tabernacle, and it didn't bother him to go another hour or so on something. Did you listen and think about what I'm saying? See, by the time you come from faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, you know you're coming up the pyramid. You know you're coming up the stature of a perfect man. You know you shouldn't have to say a lot about the other things because you ought to know. You ought to know that the love of God is in our heart as a Christian. We ought to call on God and thank him for the fact of the way the prophet would express it to us. But then come to the point of telling us about love. And as it see there, said the headstone was rejected. Right? He said it hadn't come yet. Well, now that was back in 62. All right? He said it hadn't come yet. Well, and then he talks about the capstone of love. All right. Now I'll repeat the wording again. If the foundation is the revealed word, would not the headstone be the revealed word. I mean, that shouldn't take a lot to have us to understand. And no matter what you take it in line of what you're putting it, you know, well, I've got to have, we're going to respect this, whatever you're putting it, I ain't dealing with that. I'm dealing with what it is. Right? You can say, well, I'm expecting this. All right, come on. Get where I'm talking about because I'm expecting to. He said, Brother Dale, we've never heard. Yeah, you've heard me over and over say what the prophet said. He said, one day God will fill this church with his fullness of his being. Take us in the rapture. We don't have to worry about what it is. He's already told us. He said it would take such a baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said it would fill every fiber of our being. He said, Brother Dale, you mean you're looking for that? Yes.
Amen.
I have a right to look at it because it's mine.
Amen.
It's for me.
Amen.
I have a right to believe it. He spoke it to me.
Amen.
See? All right, church. Then what about it? What would be the capstone? If the cornerstone is faith.
Yep.
Well, now you can't make the cornerstone faith and then the headstone something different.
No.
Right?
Yes, right?
Now, if that's what you think, then you're not in the channel I'm talking in. Because I don't believe that, never have. I've always believed one thing. This is the one thing I believe, and then I'm going to say it, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Your prophet come and brought a message. He started back there in the 40s, and he was trying to preach the things that God was revealing to him, right? He gets over to the stature of a perfect man in 62, and he said 30 years, or 33, something like that, he'd been preaching that. Well, you know, if it took him 30 years to preach it, evidently we didn't know it. We didn't accept it. Show me the Pentecostals that accepted his message. What I was talking to you about the other day, you can say, well, this and that and the other. Billy Graham, Brother Brown said nobody could touch Billy Graham in the message he had to preach of salvation. But he didn't have a message. He didn't have a message like this prophet had. He come with the word of God.
Amen.
And laid it out on the table in front of mankind and said, all right, now you come and show me where I'm wrong.
Right.
See? He had the message of Malachi 4,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
All right? So then all the way up through there, he was trying to preach. Go back to Intervale 56. Go back to Intervale and listen to him. Talk about a living, moving instrumentality of a human being that had come to a position to walk in Christ and come all the way up through the message listening to his growth development. And sure, he'll get on over to maybe I'll miss it, but it'll be somewhere. But anyhow, it says you must be born again. And you know, he starts saying things that are odd to people. He starts talking about that you must be born again and then baptized into the body. And we think he's all messed up. See? And he starts bringing things closer and closer. And when he gets up to like stature of a perfect man, look what he was doing. Look where he stood. He said, now, not knowing this the other day, I got this up in the woods up there. About this drawing, how this fit into what I was going to preach. So he was already preaching it. Listen, he was already preaching the stature of a perfect man. He just didn't have the tying together of all the scriptures and the things. Then as it began to tie together, he brought it on out further and further. Until it made it to the people when listening to the stature of a perfect man. You know what I'm talking about is true. The doctrine is especially still in the foreign fields that you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost until you get all these virtues. You're not born again, a doctrine, until you get all them virtues. Well, I can't say that. Because if you wait until you get all of them, you're going to be waiting and die. Come on. That's why I told you before, you can like it or what. And I believe God spoke to me and said most of the people of this message, even born again Christians, are going to die and go by the grave. Because they can't take what the prophet's saying. Whether you like that or not, that's no business to me. I just tell you what he said. All right? And that's 40-something years ago. Because what I saw back then is what I see now. People that are sitting dull, and no wonder the people think that we're dead at Lula. You sit so dry and don't know. It's like you're scared. It's like you're afraid of what I'm saying. Like you think that I'm trying to lead you wrong. Well, if that's what you think, you need to go somewhere else.
That's right.
Come on, church. I ain't no problem. You think that I'm trying to scare you into doing it? No, I'm trying my best to repeatedly preach over and over and over to try to get us to see the truth of the message of the hour. That prophet bringing that message as it began to progress more and more and more and more, then he comes up to the statue of a perfect man. Then he gets up to, one right before the seals. Sirs, is this the time? Now there's a two-part, you know. One of them stating it one way, one the other. But, sirs, is this the time? And he starts talking about the great things that are laying just ahead. Because remember, that was the visions and things when he was to go west and connect with the angels and come back, and the thing was being brought into that. And as he did, he began to speak of things. And he'd begin to say it like this. He'd say, sirs, is this the time? He said, is those thunders what's to cap off the church? You remember that? Sirs, what time is it? Is these those thunders that are to cap off the church? The things that we don't know about or... He began to see there was things he didn't know. He preached the seals in, 60? Somewhere right in there where he preached the seals. You remember he preached it like preached like real fast through it. Somewhere right in there as he preached that. And he was still holding it. The white horse rider was the Holy Ghost. Right? But then he began to see it, things unveil further and further on into the message. Now you can say it what you want to, but I'm going to say it this way and mean it. He began to grow into the stature of a perfect man. I believe that. I believe he began to grow. But he was a prophet. Prophets has to grow. Especially this prophet. Didn't he get into the stature of a perfect man and say, Lord, fill me up? These are the things God expects us to add. Didn't you read the stature of a perfect man? Okay. Now listen. Then he gets over into the message of the stature of a perfect man. And he says this. Now, I'm not asking them to pull them up because I don't know whether they've got them. If they have, it'll be number one if you can pull it up. If not, then we'll just read it. I passed out and had Terrence. Now, anybody, you still got them? We gave out and we made about 30 copies. So if you don't have one, you want one, get it later, of the quotes for today, because we didn't know where we were going to be able to use the computer parts. Okay? So then you get one of them. If you don't, we'll make you a copy. On the stature of a perfect man, paragraph 328, building this monument, building this stature. See, it starts off with the foundation stone, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. And now what does it do? Then they're waiting for the headstone, which is love, for God is love. Okay? And he controls, and he is the strength of every one of these things. Right. Yes, sir. Right. in here, right in here, see, I got in between all these works in here. Now, what's he got in between the works? The Holy Spirit. Right? In between this and this, between the body and the head, he's got the Holy Spirit. Look what he says. Got in between these works and here. And here are these little ways. Now, that'll go with Sister Shepherd's blasphemous names, if you'll get into that. But little waves come. What is that? Now listen to a man. The Holy Ghost coming down through Christ. The Holy Ghost coming down through Christ. Well, that's exactly what he's got. He's got love coming down through the Holy Spirit, which this is Christ. Right? Okay. Now listen. The Holy Spirit is above all this, welding this together. There's your headstone. Building what? A perfect church for the capstone to cap it off. Right? Now listen to what he's saying. What has been done again, it's manifested through seven church ages and seven church messengers. Now remember from the Cross of Mystery, there's a statement in there to where he says, you know, as the individual grows, so does the church. You remember that? You remember reading that in the Statue of Perfect Man? As the church come up and done and progress through the ages, the individual comes up. So the church comes up the same way. All right? What? Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, truth, Wesley, Luther, Wesley, and all of the things. It comes up. The church comes up the same way as the individuals. What? Through the revealed word. Right? Through the revealed word. He goes on to paragraph 358. And we'll go down to 360 to save time. So when you surrender your complete being. Now listen to it. Then the Holy Spirit just pours through you in these virtues. Then you're a living tabernacle. Then people look out and say, that's a man full of virtue and knowledge. He believes the word, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, full of the love and of the Holy Ghost. See? There he is walking around. What is it? A stature that unbelievers can look at and say, there is a Christian. There is a man or a woman who knows what they're talking about. You never seen a kinder, sweeter, godlier person. You're sealed. A seal shows on both sides, whether you're going or coming. You see the seal's just the same. There you are, see. When a man or woman possesses this, then the capstone comes down and seals them into the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Ghost. All right. When the headstone unites with the body, it will seal all the whole thing together. And you remember how that we've taught it many, many years. Just a little point for you to understand. It don't mean nothing maybe to you, but it sure does to me. If you drop that headstone down, it ain't going to fit the top of that pyramid. So just leave it where it's at. That's what he's saying. The Holy Ghost coming down through Christ. Leave it where it's at. If you drop it down, look what you got. Why don't you just fill in the side?
Amen. Right.
And let him seal the whole thing.
Amen.
Right? That is the body of Christ.
Amen.
That's the individual of the stature of a perfect man.
Amen.
Well, all of those things sealed in. And that is the body of Christ through the church ages to bring it all to the correct place. Right? Blasphemous names. First, foundationally, is faith. Second, add to your faith, virtue to your virtue, knowledge to your knowledge, temperance from temperance, patience to patience, godliness, and from godliness, brotherly love, brotherly kindness, and then the love being the capstone. Seven of those things, seven church ages, see, and seven stars of the church ages, you know, the messengers, And all of it is tempered together by the Holy Ghost. Now listen. Now that's what it takes to become a servant of Christ. Christ built his church in seven church ages. His bride, a person, a woman, church, seven church ages, constitutes and make the bride. Some out of this, some out of that, some out of that, all together shaping it up to pyramid. Now you're listening. What is the cornerstone? You remember that? We used to talk with that in the denominations. How that the cornerstone was Jesus Christ standing there, but it becomes a full headstone later on. All right, because we could even study that because it says that the cornerstone has to become the head of the corner. All right, it's got to go all the way up and be the same stone. The cornerstone and the headstone's the same stone. It's just the position of which the stone is in. You know, the headstone and the cornerstone. Take your drawing. You look at the headstone and you take your drawing and you do that right there. And that cornerstone is exactly the same as that. Right? The cornerstone is the headstone. It's just according to the manifestation. It was a cornerstone, the prophet said, in the church. Well, let's see if I can get it. He said, in the full church, it'll be the headstone. I believe that's paraphrasing it, but it's close. It'll be the full church. All right? What's the full church? You and I, the end of all things, the bride of Jesus Christ, and the full church, the kingdom. That's the point we're at, where we're at now. Walking in these things and thinking about it. But now I'm going to just drop it and I'm going to leave this with you. Because this part, I don't have a quote that tells you the prophet said so and so verbatim. I can give you a lot of off things, but I ain't worried about it. I'm just going to tell you. Because see, to me, if the cornerstone and the headstone is the same stone, if the entire pyramid is the same material, and if it all is the revealing of the Word of God. Now, that's what I believe. I believe it's the revealing of the Word of God. Faith is a revelation of Jesus Christ. But in the full church, it'll be the revelation of Jesus Christ, Christ the mystery, where Brother Brown says, how is it? Let's see if I can get it. He said, in other words, it's 33-something, Christ the mystery. But he says, what is the new birth? He said, it's a revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. But right above there, he covers how that the Word is so-and-so, and the Word is there, and the Word in the fullness is in the bride. Now here's where we're at. See, that's why we die. When we come forth with the Word, we die if we don't accept something and go on. Because see, you say, I don't see it. I know I've made you upset at me for saying it, so go ahead and get upset. I tell you what. You bring the book of Acts up here and put us back there. And let's see what they do. You say, in the book of Acts, they had this, that, they had to bring them down here where they got 10,000 demons to fight, where they got 200,000 demons to fight against when they only had the Pharisees and Sadducees and the Herodians, or which one? Bring them down here. And they'll be glad to go back where they were, to give in their life. Did your prophet say, the church always does better under what? Persecution. We'd be better off if we were being persecuted on every form. At least we would be trying. But instead we just die because we don't see it. Maybe you don't know what you're looking for. All right. Amen. Okay. Okay, Brother Dale, then give us your statement then of what you think the headstone really is. Because I've believed this ever since I come in the message, to begin to study it. If the cornerstone is the revealed word, the headstone will be the revealed word. That's where I stand. All right? He stood there in 62, preaching the stature of a perfect man, laying it perfectly in order. And he says she's waiting on the headstone. What would be the headstone to the church then? Well, it's brother so-and-so. He'll come out and walk out here and we'll be, or it's this over here, or it's that over there. He's looking for people. What is the headstone to the church? Amen. Did not the prophet, Sister Shepherd's dream, whip off the top? Look down in the pyramid, and what did he see? No writing. But he saw the seven seals. He had to go west and come back. Now here's what's going to flop hard into your thinking. Brother Branham said on Daniel's 70 weeks message, if you don't understand Daniel's 70 weeks, you cannot understand the seals, the plagues, the vials, the trumpets, and the thing. But nobody wants to know anything about Daniel's 70 weeks. Remember, Daniel's 70 weeks was preached before the seals. Oh, yeah. That's right. Statue of perfect man was preached before the seals. That's right. That's right. Okay. What do you think is the headstone, Brother Dale? I believe it's those seven seals.
Sure. Amen.
You tell me what it would be. Those seven seals caps off the entire
Amen.
Body of Christ. I thought the seven seals was the plan of redemption.
Amen.
Am I wrong there? I thought that's what the prophet said.
Amen.
That it was the plan of redemption.
Amen.
Well, see then, Brother Dale, what do you do? Then what are you saying? I'm saying if we don't understand the foundation back here and walk from faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, coming up to the headstone, then when the headstone comes, we wouldn't know nothing about it. And that's where most people are. Because they know nothing about it. They reject the seals.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Oh, they'll follow it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe. Maybe even follow it through the sixth seal. But then they get to the seventh. And miss the very little things. And I'm just saying this. Come on, musicians. Miss the simple little thing. Brother Branham. What is the seventh seal? He said it's the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, whatever that consists of, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Do you understand me? What that consists of is not up to me. It's up to God.
Amen.
What is the seventh seal? The coming of the Lord.
Amen.
The revealing of His Word. What is the seven seals? The complete plan of salvation. The revealing of His Word. I've taught that now for almost 50 years, and I believe it more today than I did when I started. And how many of you remember the first sermon I preached? Come on. Any of you remember the first sermon I preached? It was in Athens, Georgia. Brother Larry and him was probably there. I preached what? That the bride of Jesus Christ, according to the prophet, and I read it, and I'll be glad to read it to you again, that the Son of Man, the revealed Word, the bride of Jesus Christ will be the Son of Man. Brother Branham was not the Son of Man. I stand the same way I stood that day there, and I stood for 30 minutes or more pounding up on the bases of saying, hey, wait a minute now. Brother Branham is a son of man. The Lord Jesus is the son of man. But when the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells into the bride, which would put it into Brother Branham first and be able to bring it out through him, through the teaching of the word and God revealing it to you and I, and would bring us all into it and bring the fullness of the Godhead bodily into the bride of Jesus Christ. I stand the same thing. Do you think people want to hear it? I went to one church outside of this message. I mean, outside of this church. Went to one church and preached on the seals. Only got four of them. Couldn't go no further. See, now listen. If your prophet's right, that's for you. Then he says you can't understand the seals until you understand Daniel 70 weeks. Now, where's the ministry preaching on the Daniel 70 weeks? They're scared of it. They're afraid of it. They're afraid to approach it. Oh, they do a lot of things, yeah. They make it look good, boy. Let's see you bring it from Daniel 70 weeks to where he has said that. He said, you don't understand the seals and things. Do you understand that? You see, you say, well, Brother Dale, what is the headstone to the church? The revealing of God's word. And the revealing of God's word is the revealing of those seven seals, which is the complete plan of redemption given to the bride of Jesus Christ. The one thing that was left out in the finishing up of the Bible. Jesus came and stood there in his week's time, I said it right, week's time or half, and stood and preached to the Jews. And told them who was to be what and where the headstone and what it was. And they rejected it. The Gentile bride has rejected the teaching of the seals. They're afraid of it. They're afraid of Daniel 70 weeks. Now this is one you love. In a message called The Seals, Brother Branham preached a message and then later came back to that. And this is what he said. He said marriage and divorce was revealed in the seals. Am I right? Marriage and divorce, he said, was revealed in the seals. But where's people wanting to hear about marriage and divorce? No, they'd rather go on and take their chances upon anything they can place it instead of sitting down and talking about it and letting it be put together from the beginning to the end. Why are we afraid, church? We're afraid of the thing that has come to set us free, which is the revealed word of God. Think on these things. Let's stand. What we got, brother?
Heavenly Father,
I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Holy Spirit, 5-4 ministry would not touch.
Comfort.
Further perfecting or bringing these things into the body. Well, if we turn that down, we're not, God can, you can't go before God and say, I try to do everything. That's not trying to make nothing out of anybody, because there's a lot of the five-fold ministry I won't listen to. I ain't like a lot of you that drop on tapes and listen and do it. I don't listen to nobody else. Unless something comes along that's valuable for me here, something that I'm concerned about you, I'll listen to a brother preach on it to be able to say, I heard that myself. That's the only reason. Because there's a lot of the five-fold ministry I wouldn't trust. That's no problem. The Bible says that he has ministers of righteousness. Satan has. Not lawgivers. They got away from that preaching to hire the dress, the clothes. Got down to getting these little bitty things and saying, now what? The prophet was wrong. Well, how can you trust anything that was wrong? But church, I have not shunned to try to declare the gospel unto you. When they said, let's go to the internet, I said, no. I said, oh, we'll get his arguments, and I'm not going to argue with nobody. I said, all we'll get is just loads of junk coming through. But thank God. It hadn't come. Well, what do you think? I think God's kept his word. I think he's going to bring forth a little bride.
Amen.
It's going to be a small bride. It ain't going to be worldwide and millions of people. No, and I ain't against evangelizing. We send out, we go out, we do. So you can't say I'm against it. But I'm just straight truthful. I believe the headstone was preached by the prophet. And ain't none of us got any right to go in there and try to do anything, change anything, or do any part. That's not a five-fold ministry. If you are a five-fold ministry and try that, just let it be known that I'm saying you're not one of them. Because a genuine five-fold ministry is going to stay with the prophet. They won't have the prophet's ministry. No, not looking forward to it. But they'll have what God gives them. And they'll bring forth the word of God. And God will come to that and join himself to that word. But you see, that's where that I've always tried to get you involved. You remember years ago when the brother had a dream. And he saw the pillar of fire floating among the church. He would see it now and then. Then one day, he said, I've got something to say. Well, if you'll let me say it. I said, say it. I gave him the pulpit. He said, I was standing here and said, I saw the pillar of fire was here where Brother Dale is, but said, it went out toward the back. He didn't say it went out the door. He said it went out toward the back. A couple of ministers from here declared that the Holy Ghost was leaving us. That pillar of fire was going out. I said, you didn't listen. He didn't say it went out the door. He said it went back. That's what I've always tried to do. I want the Holy Ghost that's in me that teaches me this word to go back to you. That's my desire, for it to be in you.
Glory. Amen.
It's not me. It's not us. It's all of us together. It's the bride of Christ.
Praise the Lord. Glory.
I want that Holy Spirit to float among you. And me and you. Because that's the only hopes we got. Yeah. Well, I'm looking for this. I ain't done away with anything you're looking for. Now you come and tell me if I have. You said, but I'm looking so dry. Well, that's all right. I ain't never said nothing wrong in that line. I've always said it and spoke on it, and that's it. You say, you're expecting the prophet to raise. I'm expecting the prophet to raise. And that he'll be here with us 30, 40 days. And he can preach to us. And then we're going in the rapture. I've always taught that, and that's what I've always believed. So they don't accuse me of trying to say, well, this is wrong or that is wrong. I ain't saying it. I'm saying what I've always said. What about it, church? Father, you know this has been on our heart 30-something sermons ago, Lord, knowing I'd have to come down to say things. And just put it down to what I believe, Lord. Thank God for the prophet to come to bring us the word. And the opening of those seals as it would come down and reveal all the secret mysteries. Marriage and divorce, the rapture and the thing was revealed in the seals. Thank God for the truth. Have your way. Just go with Anna and myself as we travel up the road. And Lord, give us a safe journey and everything be all right. We love you. We thank you. Forgive our sins if I said something that wasn't right. You forgive me, because you know my heart's right. The desire has always been there for that, to try to help the people and to get us to see what you want us to hear. Have your way in Jesus' name. You're dismissed.
Heavenly Father.